So what's your name and where are you from?
I am Safia Amri from Morocco.
And what are you doing here in this school underneath a refugee camp in northern Syria?
Actually, I'm trying to help as much as I can. I am a filmmaker and I am trying to make a movie about the Syrian revolution, a documentary film.
So why this particular school?
Well, actually, this is like a step. Like I've been to many places, and this school actually is something interesting because education stopped, like it's been 2 years now, and this was a formal school, normal one, and it was not working, but Watan organization tried to restore it, and they're trying to give some activities, some kind of education to the students and to the children in the camp and in the town itself.
So how many students and how many teachers on service staff?
Students are 1,100 child, and the teachers, it's like 30 between teachers and administration.
So who pays the teachers? Who pays the staff?
Most of them are volunteers. Sometimes there are some indemnities, but most of them are volunteers.
So all the children here, 1,100, they all can learn for free?
Yes, actually it's free thing. They pay nothing, and yeah. There's no fees.
Do they have many materials? Pencils, pens?
They're not enough, of course. There is a need. There is like a continual need for materials.
And what is the name of this school?
The name of this school is the Generation of Freedom.
A very hopeful name.
Yes, of course. They need hope. They really need hope. And they like the word freedom. It was really important.
So the ages of the children here?
Are from 6 to 15 years old.
And the songs they're singing, they are protest songs?
Yes, they're singing mostly protest song, and this is the kind of song they're insisting actually on singing, even though we ask them sometimes, like, sing anything else that you know, like songs that we all know from the Arab world, and they're like, no, we like to insult Bashar, this is our thing.
So where do they learn these songs?
They learned it during the protests, because the protests like continued for a long time in their towns. So this is like the thing that they're hearing every day from their parents' mobile phones, their brothers' mobile phones. So like it's all over the place.
So these were children born into protest.
Yes, you can say that in Syria there is such a thing, a child born into protests.
How do you feel about their state of mind? How do you feel about their mental health, with all the suffering, with all the war, with all the tragedy that's around them right now?
Actually, they will never forget it, that's for sure, but I think they're going to be able to carry on living, because they think that they are, most of them, if you ask them, they think they are stronger than the regime, they think they are stronger than Bashar al-Assad, they think they're going to defeat him. So this is a good thing that many other children living under revolution didn't have. I think this is a good thing.
Do you think that if this continues, many of these children will become fighters?
Will?
Will take to arms.
Fighters?
Yeah. Sure. I think if this continues, every child that will reach maybe the age of 14 will have a gun in his hand, and maybe already do. Like when there is a brigade and, 21 years old fighter dies, his older brother will take the arm, the weapon. So if this older brother is 14 years old, he takes it. And there are many of them.
So the oldest brother that's left replaces the older brother that dies.
Exactly, yes.
There is an incredible feeling of and strength of spirit, both in the school. I've seen it everywhere in northern Syria at the moment. Do you think with the children, this strength of spirit is what's going to carry them through when they are playing goodies and baddies, they are playing the regime and the free selves? Do you think this is enough to carry them through?
It's surely not enough, but it's something that's going to help them for sure.
When do you plan on finishing your film?
I think I'm going to keep on doing it until the revolution stops, so that I'm, as I said, I'm working for something for after. I'm not working for right now. Maybe people will not be able to see my movie right now, but I really would like that they see it after, so I can cover all the, you know, timeline of the revolution, if you can say that.
Good luck with that, and well done. There's some beautiful, incredible children here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.